Basically, back in 1891, both clubs were founded, and it's quite coincidental that both of them were founded in the same year, and that both of them became founding members of the Golfing Union of Ireland, which is the overall body now that runs golf on the island. And along with seven other clubs, Portsallan and North West, uniquely in Ireland, were two of the founding clubs, along with the likes of Royal County Down, Royal Portrush, Royal Belfast, Dungannon, Auchnacloy, Ballycastle. It's quite an honour to be in that position, but there we are, and it's 125 years ago.
Yeah. Some of the big hitters in golf there, some of the big clubs in golf from Ireland, but I suppose it was a no-brainer when the opportunity came about for the two to tie together and do something.
Absolutely not, Oisin. We met about a month ago, and we were chatting about the joint anniversary. We have a competition to play every year among the clubs, the Cathal Harvey Trophy, and we've been talking about that and made a decision then that we might run a joint weekend, and everybody was agreeable with it, and it has come to pass, and I'm quite looking forward to it.
So what's the format of the competition over the 2 days and the two courses, and what's available for players?
Well, the competition is open to everybody over the 2 days, ladies and gents. It'll be a Stableford competition, and there'll be individual prizes on both courses on both days. But there is an overall prize for anyone for the best combined score over the two courses on the 2 days. So if you've played Northwest and Portsallan on the Saturday and Sunday, or vice versa, there is an overall prize for the best score in that.
Are they two challenging courses, are they, John?
They're two of the best links courses in Ireland, and I mean, links by its nature is a very unique situation. There are only 400 odd or 240 odd links courses in the world. Ireland is 58, and we've actually 16 in Donegal, and links, most aficionados will tell you, is the true test of golf. And both our courses are rated in the top 50 in Ireland, and we're very proud of it.
You mentioned that the links, John, is a true test of a golfer at a testing level on links courses. Would Portsallan and North West be up there with some of the best? Well,
it's if you ask either member of either club, they'll tell you they have the best club. But in reality, Lynx golf, by its very nature, are played on sand dunes on free draining soil, and normally their courses are very tight. It's tougher golf than most parkland, and Portsallan now over the years has been known as a very tough trek. Northwest the same, but we're starting to open it up a little bit, cut back the rough to try and make it a bit more friendly. But whenever it comes to total scenic beauty on the shores of Lough Swilly, you're not going to get much better now than Portsallan Northwest on a nice day.
Yeah. As a bit of history in both clubs, has there been many big names that have come at all to the area and played in them?
Both courses have had big names playing, and most links courses do, because the really good golfers love coming to test themselves on the trying conditions that you get with links golf. There's been a lot of names. Paul McGinley, I can tell you, is associated with our club at the moment because he's been doing a lot of work on design over the years, and I know that Brian McElhinney and other top golfers have come out of the Northwest, so we've had our fair share now of the top dogs.
Yeah. Just on a note of interest for golf and trying to encourage younger and members and I suppose young people into trying golf and developing the skills, it's something that both clubs are working very hard on at the moment. John, how is it going trying to coach young people, young men, young girls away from the likes of the soccer and the football to have a go at golf?
There's a problem nationally, Oisin, with golf, in the sense that it's becoming an ageing game. Due to the recession and due to interest in GAA and, as you say, other sports, cycling, running and everything else, we're competing with a much broader stream of activities. And we certainly realised 5-10 years ago that we really have to push now to attract younger members to come and play the game. Golf's not fashionable among the young at the moment, even though, in my opinion, it's one of the healthiest sports you can take up. You're 4 or 5 hours in the open air I mean, do an ergonomic exercise, and I think that most parents should be pushing their children to take up the game. It's not expensive to take up, although, you know, you possibly have a bit of travel to get them to and from the courses. But we do, both clubs have facilities in place through schools and through youth programs to teach kids at a very young age. We normally set them off on the driving range first to get their swings in place, and then we bring them then on to the golf course and let them enjoy the facilities that we have.
Yeah. Northwest Golf Club in Port Salon, as we know, have been around for a long time, and it takes a lot of money to run clubs, to run golf clubs, particularly in Donegal. So I take it that hosting fundraisers is a huge part every year, John.
Fundraisers are a necessary evil, Oisín. I mean, 10, 15 years ago, we would have had 500 or 600 members. We're down now to 300 members and struggling. As I say, with no youth coming through, there's nobody filling that gap, and our golfers are getting older. I mean, golf is a game you can play into your 80s, and we do have over 80-year-old members still enjoying the links every week. But rather than putting the subs up every year, people can't afford, I mean, to pay 12, 13, 1400 euros a year. Our subscriptions every year are around about the 500 mark, but with 500 per member, we're only just about breaking even every year. If we want to do something to improve the course, we have to fundraise, and ourselves and Northwest both want to improve, and to do that we have to do the fundraising.
Yeah, and you have to improve the course because you have to keep the tourists on board as well, and keep them coming into your course in the county and spending the money.
Yeah, it's an unusual sport in that golf courses are rated nationally and internationally, and I know at Port Salon we're now ranked at number 22 in Ireland, and we're very proud of that. But if you want to get into the top 20s to attract the really international tourists, the American actually looks at ratings before they come and play, and if you're in the top 20, then automatically then you start to pick up that kind of tourism, which in effect boosts your income and lets you do more and more work to the course, which then improves the ratings. It's a lovely position to be in, but we do want to improve.
And when you do get the tourists, it's not just the golf club that's benefiting, John, it's the everything in the area locally that gets a boost as well.
Oh, absolutely. You'd be surprised at the number of golfers that actually come to this county, come to the country. In the past, we've had bother getting them up past Galway, but in recent years, the tour operators are seeing Donegal as through the Wild Atlantic Way and other promotions, as one of the great unspoilt regions of Ireland. And in that, the golf clubs that haven't been overdeveloped and are still very friendly. And in bringing them here, we hear comments, I mean, going back that they've really enjoyed the area. It's a boost for the local hotels, the B&Bs, for the pubs that they end up at night, for the restaurants that they go and eat to. And as tourism and golfers increase in Donegal, then there's a spin-off for more than just golf clubs.
Listen, John, Northwest Golf Club in Port Salon for this 125th anniversary weekend of golf is on next weekend. It's a special occasion. Both clubs, as you said at the start, are founding members of the GUI, and both parties obviously looking for a successful weekend. Where can they get more information?
Well, I mean, we'd be delighted if the golfers come and play the 2 days. The information can be got from both golf clubs at Port Salon on 07491-59459 and at Northwest on 07493-61715. And there's also an opportunity there if anybody wants to take part in this historic occasion. If we're looking for sponsors, of course. This is a fundraiser, and we're offering a tea sponsorship at €100 and green sponsorship at 250, and again, if anybody would like to sponsor us, then please either check either website or those phone numbers, and we'd be delighted to take you on board.
John, the best of luck with the weekend.
Oisín, thank you very much indeed.